Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. And we're located in Grove City, Ohio. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means. It's church tonight. And we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We start at 6:30. And a special treat tonight. We have one of our missionaries here. We support. He's from the Philippines. Pastor Jess Kawili. And his wife Lena is with us. And their daughter LJ. And I'm hoping that their son, JC, who's in Bible College in Marietta, Ohio, will be able to be with us as well. And we certainly look forward to having the Kawilis with it, doing a great job, has planted, I think, now 7 churches there in Tarlac area of the Philippines. And we look forward to him sharing with us a little tonight about the work and what God has done and what God has yet to do there in the Philippines. So come join us if you can, 6:30 this evening here at Bible Baptist Church. Our Spanish service will meet at 7 o'clock, and so if you're Hispanic, like a Spanish-speaking church, I highly recommend to you Pastor Adon Aviles, and come and enjoy their service at 7 p.m. tonight. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to Romans chapter 8. What a great chapter Romans chapter 8 is. Time won't allow us to read it all here on the air, but let me just read the last several verses because it ends on such a high note. Beginning in verse number 28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Did you catch that? If God be for us, who can be against us? "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." And then those closing verses of, "Who can separate us from the love of Christ?" And it goes on to talk about all the things. And the truth is, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. What a tremendous chapter. There are so many tremendous promises in Romans 8. Someone said it opens with no condemnation and it ends with no separation. But here we have the promise of the Holy Spirit of God, that we'll be led by the Spirit, that we are children of God, that we are not only children, but we're heirs. Not only heirs, we're joint heirs with Christ. And that the suffering now is nothing compared to the joy and the glory we'll have one day. That the Holy Spirit will help with our prayers. The great promise of verse 28, that we know all things will work together for good to them that love God and them who are called according to his purpose. And that purpose is that he's predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his Son. So he's called us, he's justified us, he will glorify us one day, and we're physically not there yet. So what shall we say to these things, it says in verse 31? I tell you what we say, hallelujah. I tell you what we say, praise the Lord. I'll tell you what we say, glory be to God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Boy, if you know Christ as your Savior today, and you've called on him, and you've trusted Jesus, I got news for you. God is for you, if God be for us. God is on your side. That's better than Nationwide on your side, my friend. God is on your side. When Martin Luther posted the 95 Theses on the door and said, "Here I stand, for God is for us." When Elijah stood on Mount Carmel to challenge the prophets of Baal, he said, "Who is on the Lord's side?" When David slew Goliath, he said, "God is for me." It's a courtroom scene, if you can picture it. You and I are on trial. The judge is Almighty God. The witness on our behalf is Jesus Christ. And Jesus stands as our witness and says, I died to pay this sinner's debt. And God looks at those nail prints and the blood that was shed. And God looks at you and me and says, you're free. You're free. The gavel comes down, not guilty. In fact, the gavel comes down and says, I find you innocent of all charges. The songwriter was right when he said, I was guilty with nothing to pay. Yeah, nothing to say. And they were coming to take me away. And then a voice from heaven was heard that said, let him go. Take me instead. And I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on that cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. God says there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Who can bring any charges? Why? Because if God is for us, who can be against us? No one can bring up the charges. So that tells me something, my friend. Your past cannot condemn you. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Now, not only all, but make it personal and say, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for me. Make it personal. Christ died for us, but take the us out and put your name in there. Christ died for Stan. Christ died for Bill. Christ died for Sue. Christ died for Mary. Christ died for Frank. 1 Peter tells us, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree. Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Oh, my friend, gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free, and in my heart's a song, buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. And so are yours if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior. I'm a new creature in Christ. The old things have passed away. I mean, the old life's gone. The old habits are gone. The old speech is gone. The old crowd is gone. The old philosophies are gone. The old looks are gone. The old desires are gone. The old attitudes are gone. It's all new. It's all fresh with God. If God be for you, and he is, then don't let your past stand against you. Paul would try to encourage some of the Corinthian believers. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, know ye not, verse 9, that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And he goes on to say in verse 11, here's the key, and such were some of you, but you're washed. You're sanctified. You're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hey, talking about adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves, fornicators, idolaters. But listen, he said, that's what you were. That's not what you are. Your past doesn't define you. Your past doesn't say who you are. No, the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The things I used to wear, I don't wear them anymore. The place I used to go, I don't go there anymore. Why? There's been a great change. Since I've been born again, my past, your past, my past cannot condemn us, but your present can't condemn you either. Verse 33, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? And let me clear it up for you. The elect are the whosoever wills, and the non-elect are the whosoever wants. Now the past is gone, but the present is here. And what about our present? Well, we have an accuser of the brethren. That's what the Bible calls Satan. It doesn't say he's a false accuser, though he is a liar. But he can probably have enough true accusation to bring against most of us. He doesn't need to make anything up. Oh, he'll accuse us of a cold heart. He'll accuse us of wrong motives. He'll accuse us of inconsistency. He'll accuse us of having wrong priorities. It's not a matter of if you'll be accused. It's when you'll be accused. And here's the great news. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. These things I write unto you, my little children, 1 John 2, that ye sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. No accusations accepted and no condemnation given. Do we still sin? Yes. Do we want to? No. We won't be sinless, but we will begin to sin less once we're saved. Once you sin, what do? You confess it. And forsake it, and you get back up, and you keep on going. God, if God be for us, and he is, Your present can't condemn you, but neither can your future. That's what the last verses of this chapter are talking about, verse 35 through 39. God says, I love you, and I love you, and I still love you, and I will always love you. Nothing will ever be able to separate you from the love of God. My future is secure, not by the government, not by Social Security, not by health care, not by a bank account, not by an individual retirement account. My future is secure because God loves me. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Satan tries. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Notice it says, in all these things, verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us so. It didn't say over all these things. He said in all these things. We're in them, yet we conquer and we're victorious. Can we say that about our love for God? Well, can you say, I'll love God no matter what comes? Nothing can separate me from my love for God. Nothing will separate us from God's love for us. What a great chapter. What great promises. Begins with no condemnation and ends with no separation. It means if God is for me, and it says, if God be for us, and he is, then who can be against us? If God be for me, my past is forgiven and forgotten. If God is for me, my present is secure, and my present is okay. Why? Because I have an advocate. I have an intercessor, Jesus Christ the righteous. And my future is secure because God is for me, and he loves me, and he'll love me forever. My friend, don't you want God to be for you? I want to get on his side. Why don't you leave the side of you think and get on the side of God says? Well, I think I'll go to heaven. Well, I think I have eternal life. Well, I like to hope that. Why don't you get on the side of God says? He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Jesus said, believe also in me. Believing in God doesn't take you to heaven. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. My friend, it's Jesus Christ you need to believe in. Put your faith in him, and God will be for you. And there's no more worrying about your past, your present, or your future. If God be for us, who can be against us? Wow, that's encouraging to me. I hope it is to you today as well. And I hope you have a marvelous, marvelous Wednesday. And we continue to march through here the month of March. Look forward to the service tonight with missionary Pastor Jess Kawili and his family. And that they're dear friends of ours. And we were over in the Philippines last October. Had a marvelous, marvelous time visiting the different churches. And God is blessing him in a wonderful way. That's 6:30 tonight. I hope you can join us for our midweek service. And then we'll look forward to being back to our broadcast tomorrow. And I think I'll talk to you tomorrow about keys to a longer life. Would you like that? Yeah, I want to live as long as I can. Then the best is yet to come. But let's talk about keys to a longer life, Lord willing, when we get together in our broadcast on Thursday morning, okay? Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
smile.